Hello and welcome, everybody. It's Why Should Your Team Win? I'm your host, Katie. And you guys, much like a year ago when I first started this podcast, I'm finding myself in my kitchen at 6 in the morning. But this year, I have someone to talk to, and it's a fan of the Stanley Cup champions. Her and her husband are here with me, Amy and Dan Ortiz.
Hello. Yay! Thanks for having
us. You guys, talk to me.
We won the freaking Stanley Cup. I don't know how I'm going to get used to that. I can't believe, I mean, I can believe it because I just watched it, but I'm just so thrilled and over the moon. When we first talked, you know, almost a year ago, I obviously thought our team should win, but did I really think it was going to happen?
Yeah. You know, I set my alarm for whatever time, and I looked at the score and I saw 6-1. I couldn't believe it. It's a total Panther collapse or a total Vegas domination. Which one was it?
It was honestly a Panther collapse. We started out not really as strong as we did previously in the series, I thought. But as we got things together and you got to see some really flashy action on the ice, there are some great highlights of Jack Eichel handling the puck, doing these cool like break turns and everything. I mean, we really razzle dazzled them. And then poor Bob just fell apart. They weren't even defending him. So
yeah, well, I mean, he was a piece of Swiss cheese tonight. I mean, 9-3. I think it's a record in Vegas history.
NHL final or Stanley Cup final history too. I think 8 was the previous record. So
yep, 8 was previous record by 3 teams, I believe.
Yep. And then Mark Stone was the first guy since a guy called Babe Dye to score a hat trick in the Stanley Cup winning game.
Well, how exciting as a fan to have your captain opening up the scoring.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And that goal was a beauty. I mean, he like puts on the brakes right at the doorstep. Did you feel then that you're like, we got this game?
No, it was a good start. You know, they had the good breakaway and then he had the chance to pass it, but he kept on it, held on to it and just went bar down. And it was a good start.
You know, we call him Expressive Mark Stone in Vegas because his cellies are just legendary and it's a great, tone to set for the game. So I don't think there was a better person to score the first goal for us.
Sure. And I think the 9-3, I mean, that's indicative of this postseason of the depth. When you have Hague scoring, who else? And then Waugh got the last one, you know, so you just got, yep. You guys were all over the place.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Well, back to Matt Stone and the Hattie. Did you see him pick up the top hat?
I thought it was a cowboy hat. The golden, was it a top hat?
I have no idea. I missed him picking it up off the ice. I read on Twitter it was a cowboy hat, but it might have been a top hat.
I was listening to the Vegas announcers.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, and he picked up a top hat. And I was like, okay, cool. but it was like the last 3 minutes of the game I was listening to. It was more like the last 6 minutes, but the crowd was so loud. You could barely hear the announcers.
I'm not surprised. I mean, it's loud in there just during a regular season game, but this, they had the highest attendance record of all time. I'm sure the Clark County Fire Marshal is not happy with T-Mobile Arena because they packed so many extra people in there for this game. But the whole time was so electric. You could hear the chants of, we want the cup, like so clearly.
Yeah. 19,000 people stuffed inside. Not to mention the people outside.
Yeah, I think the plaza.
Steve Aoki was like DJing outside. It looked like you guys had already won the cup prior. Like you could feel that energy outside.
Yeah, and it's a big plaza. I mean, if you ever get a chance to go to a game in person, it doesn't matter who your team is. a game in Vegas, and with the show that Steven put on out in the plaza, it set such a great mood for the whole game. And also, you know, for people who couldn't get tickets, it's a great place to watch the game. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. A little all over the place, but how sweet was that Carlson pass between the legs?
Oh, very
it
nice.
It was so good. There were so many sick passes in this game. There were some great leave passes. I mean, just it really got to show the work. I think this is to Cassidy's credit, I think, and putting together these lines, you know, good formulating good chemistry between these guys. Mm-hmm. And so they get to really communicate, you know, non-verbally or even just through practicing these passes and make it look so smooth. Yeah, it was really, really fun game to watch.
And how sweet is it that, you know, this is your second Stanley Cup Finals appearance. Obviously, you're winners now. But we talked about redemption the last couple episodes you've done with me. Because you guys lost in five on home ice. Mm-hmm. To the Capitals. So what's it like to, I don't know, what's the redemption feeling for you guys?
I think it's pretty sweet, especially since Chandler Stephenson, who was kind of a throwaway player for the Capitals after that season. Mm-hmm. And we took him on and, you know, here we are 5 years later and he gets to hoist a cup, not only in Las Vegas as a visiting team, but now as a Golden Knights member.
Yeah, that's pretty rare. I think that's really awesome. Yeah. Speaking of people that have already raised it, Barbashev,
Phil Kessel.
Well, you know,
yeah,
Quinn. Yeah, I was hoping they'd give the cup to Kessel last, just because he's won it four times now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is it four times? Three times.
Three times. Twice with the Penguins and once with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quicks three times as well, twice with LA Kings. Yep. And once
Martinez
the same.
Yep. And how was Hill this game? He made a pretty amazing save, I think.
He did. He had it wasn't as cool as the stick behind him save earlier in the series, but it was still impressive. He had a number of really dramatic saves where I thought for sure he'd score.
Yeah, really good with flashing the leather. He had a couple of kick saves. One he almost got beat, but luckily it hit the blade of his skate, so it kind of popped up and went out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before we talk about our Conn Smythe winner, let's just, you know, hats off to Florida. You know, me and Amy had a prediction, Vegas in seven. I think we gave Florida a little bit too much credit.
I think so too.
I do think we talked about that long rest maybe hurting them.
Yeah.
I think that they were playing with a lot of anger, and anger can quickly turn into desperation and it can just kind of snowball. Doesn't matter if you're in goal or, you know, an offensive player. You could definitely tell that Vegas was having a lot more fun, even in the game that they lost, than Florida was having the entire time.
Yeah.
So I think that came down a lot of it. And, you know, it's kind of a bummer because I think that they were having fun the entire playoffs up until that point, because they were sort of the dark horse or the Cinderella team or what have you. They did the unthinkable to get to the final. And then the world was, you know, weighed too heavy on their shoulders and they buckled. Yeah. And I think Tkachuk, you could really see it in a lot of his behavior. I mean, I always think he's kind of a baby anyway, but
yeah, rat for sure.
he embraces that identity.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not a way to, that's not how you build a team. That's not how you build a, you know, cohesive union. And sure, I can say that we played better as a team, which is easy to say for a team that has so much depth, and any line that goes out and starts could potentially produce. Our defense played well. They mm-hmm. even produced goals. Meanwhile, you know, they've got three guys essentially that produce regularly, and then they had Bob. And
yeah,
so it's not quite a fair comparison, but I did think that they were coming in with the ferocity of a cage. Of a panther, you know,
into a corner.
And then they were shaken, and they were never able to regain the fun that they had had the entire playoffs before that.
Yeah
because, no, I think you guys had that momentum totally hardcore. Those first two games, you just spanked them. Mm-hmm. And that kind of just changed the tone of the series, I felt like.
Very yeah. much so, very much so.
And I don't think that the Vegas guys were really shaken by the overtime loss. It had been a great game up until that point. And honestly, I was excited when it went to overtime. Yeah. I was kind of shocked at that goal that finally won it for them, because I wasn't expecting it. But
yeah,
I don't think any Vegas fan was upset by a good hockey game.
No.
Yeah.
However, I don't think that Florida, just even as a team, I don't think they were interested so much in playing hockey. They were so focused on the fact that they were losing that they couldn't just play. And if you can't just play, you can't win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not to mention the yard sale and ensuing fight after Game 4. So.
Yeah. And that Tkachuk, was he thrown out of the next game, or was he injured? I think he was injured, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He was injured before that. And then he sat most of the third period. After the third period, towards the end of the third period, they put him out there. And then that's whenever he stayed out there. I think it was two minutes for the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then after that, he tried to take Petro's head off.
Yeah. And we'll see Florida's injury list in the next couple of days. We'll be like, oh, he was playing with a broken rib and, you know, this and that.
I read online that he had Tkachuk has a broken sternum, and that his brother had to help him out of bed before Game 4.
Yeah.
So. Oh, so, my God. That's insane.
That sounds terrible.
Broken sternum, it's like you can't cough, breathe, laugh, heavy. Sneeze. Ooh. Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, hats off to Florida. Oh, what an amazing season. Great
postseason. Yeah, salute to them. For sure. I'm very impressed with them.
Amy, tell me about your guy.
Yay.
So if everybody hasn't already heard the news, my favorite player, Jonathan Marchessault, won the Conn Smythe Trophy. I am so pleased. Just him being an original misfit, him having been discarded basically by the Florida Panthers. You know, we talked about redemption this whole time. This was Marshy's year, and you could read it all over his face. He was having the best time. I mean, he looked like a little kid. So yeah. I am so thrilled for him. I was thrilled how happy all of his teammates were for him. And I just hope he, and I saw a video of his kids telling him how proud they were of him and that they loved him. And yeah, it's one of those feel good stories. I don't think even if you don't like the Vegas Golden Knights and you're mad about the fact that we won the cup, I don't think anybody's going to be mad that Jonathan Marchessault won the Conn Smythe.
Yeah. Well, I noticed like these last couple games, obviously he's had a hell of a playoffs, but they're like, Jonathan Marchessault listed as 5'9", you know, like they have to constantly bring up his height. Like the dude's a fire hydrant. Like, come on.
He is. Like, and he had some great hits tonight. I mean,
you sure did.
He hunkers down and he goes, I mean, he's our spider monkey. He goes, mm-hmm. he goes after yeah. people. And he's such an entertaining player to watch. And I think that he has had such great chemistry with Jack Eichel. I officially retire talking crap about Jack Eichel. I am proud of you, Jackie. And but I do think that Marchessault and Barbashev being paired up on a line with him has really helped him come into his own And, you know, maybe next year, if we manage to win it all again, maybe it'll be Eichel. But this year, I'm just glad it was Marshy.
Yeah,
because you guys, it could have been Eichel for Conn Smythe. It could have been Aiden Hill. Why not?
It could have been Aiden Hill. That was my second.
It could have been Matt Stone. I feel like Matt Stone was in second running too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I would even say maybe Carlson could have been up there, or Stevenson, or
Well, like the depth of this team, and plus the veterans, they all, I don't know, had their moments when you need that in the playoff series. You're like, oh, you need this guy to have two goals tonight, or you need your fourth liner, your fourth line to score three or something ridiculous, you know, like,
right. Well, and I saw on Twitter, it was some Oilers fans, and they're like, can you imagine a Conn Smythe winner who had less than 60 goals in the regular season? Like, that's just ridiculous. And I think that I hope that this cup changes the conversation a little bit and gets teams to say, hey, maybe it's better we don't have just Austin Matthews or just, you know, Connor McDavid and Draisaitl. Like, maybe it's bad to have just a top line, you know. Maybe it's better to have more depth and more chemistry, like we had.
Yep, we're all four lines that are deadly, and you know, if William Carrier and Keegan Kolasar can manage to put up goals and prop up a fourth line, then you know, William Karlsson and Nick Waugh can feel some electricity and maybe get you a goal or two, or at least get you an assist.
Exactly.
It makes you hard to defend against, because you can't really like plan out your rotations of, oh, here come the top line guys. We need our top defensive players out there to, you know, put a stop on them. And it just, I imagine that teams during the off season are going to be reflecting on this strategy a lot.
For sure.
Well, so let's talk about Lord Stanley. He enters the building and Gary Bettman, I'm so used to whenever he talks, just the crowd drowns him out with boos. Like, boo, every time he talks. So I was surprised that like people were cheering, but I think there was just, it was so loud, there was more cheers drowned out the boos. Yeah. But Bettman was on something, I swear. He was like, Vegas, those had a party and all this. Like,
I know. Oh, yeah. I was watching him and I was like, this is not going to help the conversation that says this whole thing is rigged, because he seems way too happy that Vegas won.
And he had a weird, cheesy smile whenever he handed Mark Stone the Stanley Cup, and they were all both like holding it, trying to take pictures.
I know, he seemed a little keyed up, if you know what I mean.
Well, obviously I listened on the radio, so what was it like when Stone lifts the cup?
Oh, he was super excited. He walked over, and the first thing he did before Bettman even started talking is he walked up and he put his hand on top of the cup, and he was just looking at Bettman just talking, and it was just, that was like the first thing they did. He skated up and was just like, I'm touching it.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was, he is our fearless leader. I mean, he has really just been such a positive influence on the team, and, you know, fighting through injuries and coming back from that, and then having such a remarkable finish. I mean, it's like a storybook, scoring a hat trick, winning game in the Stanley Cup final.
How are you? Were you pleased with the handoff rotation or whatever?
Yes, we were watching it and we were trying to figure out, like, I figured it would go captain, assistant captains, and then maybe the original misfits, and it mostly followed that. But you know, I know this is a little thing, the only thing I didn't like was that Quick came out and got the cut before Aiden Hill did, and I don't know why, I just didn't like that.
Yeah,
all the goalies. I mean, Quick played and more than Jiri Patera did, I guess. Very but true. That was the only thing I didn't like. But you know, it was the original guys seeing the original misfits hoist that cup and give it a little smooch. It was
nice.
It was, I got so emotional. Like, I don't even want to talk about it.
I know.
You know, I feel just you, heartbreak on those guys and then seeing them battle back and then not even make it to the playoffs last year. And they just chose to just push through it. And I'm proud like a mother. I don't even know how to explain. Yeah.
Well, no, it's like you get so close to these players and then all the hard blood, sweat and tears, the whole team goes through it. And then, you know, especially like Matt Stone, who just really came back from like the back surgery and all that. And just the like storybook ending, you know, Hattie in the final, you know, it's the stuff Hollywood and memes are made of, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I see you guys are drinking out of some fancy glasses.
We popped the bubbly with about 50 something seconds left in the game, you know, just in case. You don't want to you don't need to be too presumptuous even if the score is 9-3.
Are you going to get the new jersey, the retro jersey?
I've been looking so they produced a large number of them right at the beginning of the season, and so they didn't really have any for sale on the team shop, so I'm gonna have to go on eBay.
Yeah, I'll hunt him down. But you know what? Even though this is an away jersey, I'm always gonna remember this is the one that I was wearing when we won the Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm.
The good luck jersey.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I imagine this party is gonna be nuts. I'm sure they're partying right now. Going crazy. Oh yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, they'll shut down the strip for them for sure.
Yeah.
Start of the third period. So to get into T-Mobile Arena, you go up Las Vegas Boulevard and then you take a left right after Tropicana to pull into basically it's like a little small two-lane highway to get to T-Mobile Arena. And beginning of the third period, the cops just blocked off that turnoff, and they said because people were overflowing out of the plaza into the streets.
Yeah.
So they were just like, all right, we're just going to shut down like the whole block around T-Mobile Arena. So I saw pictures of cop cars pulling up on Las Vegas Boulevard and just parking so that cars wouldn't pull into that area and that they could just let the bystanders that were flowing in take over the street and just kind of take over the block. The pictures of Toshiba Plaza are pretty nuts, pretty filled.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Not only is this, you know, Vegas's first Stanley Cup, it's also the first major championship in Nevada, you know, or in Las Vegas. So
I mean, the closest to that is I think it was this season the LV Aces won the WNBA championship.
Okay.
So there's that, but I mean it's not on par with the NHL or the
Wasn't aware of that, sorry WNBA.
Yeah,
no worries.
But we've talked about this before when I first said why I thought our team should win. You know, the Golden Knights means so much to the people of Vegas. You can't drive more than a block without seeing the Golden Knights commemorative plate or, you know, shop in any grocery store without people wearing the gear. I mean, it is just ingrained in being a Las Vegan. And every local, former local that lives anywhere in the world feels this in their skin. You know, this is, people don't understand the emotional connection. They think, oh, it's just a new team. Oh, these poor fans only had to wait 6 years.
Yeah.
And they don't get it. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. I feel bad that they don't get it, but they don't get it.
Yeah. Well, you guys, congratulations. I'm so happy for you guys. Really happy for Marshy and Matt Stone and all those guys that have been wanting to lift that cup.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amy, so long for this whole season, for being my like number two. And Dan, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Glad to be here.
And I'm sure we'll talk again after draft.
Right? It'll be a whole new season. Can you believe it?
Yeah. Well, enjoy this next year. Dan, I hope you get those retro jerseys. And I don't know. You guys enjoy your summer with the cup.
Heck, all right. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, bye guys.
Bye, Katie. Bye.
Hey everybody, it's Katie. Thanks for listening to the last episode of the season. Thanks so much for everyone who participated and helped along the way. I love you guys. I've been sick these last couple of weeks, so sorry I sound like crap. And also I apologize for saying Matt Stone 99 times. Oh my god, it's Mark Stone, and I know that. I will blame the 3 hours of sleep I got last night. Anyway, congratulations, Las Vegas, and you guys, I'm going on vacation. I'll be back in a couple of weeks to talk about the upcoming season and this and that. I still got a couple fans I still need to talk to. I'll list the link below. Love you guys. Bye.